Is what's happening. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Beautiful morning.
Yeah, if you can see through the fog, my goodness. I know, the drive-in this morning was kind of like one of those old Frankenstein movies. I'm thinking, am I going to make it to Marshfield? But it still looks pretty murky out there. Hey, the city of Quincy seems like they really like Abigail Adams, and they're going to have something to commemorate her tomorrow. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, a number of years ago, we dedicated the Hancock Adams Common, and the first two statues went up was of John Adams and John Hancock. And we had always anticipated doing something for Abigail and, of course, John Quincy at some point. Well, that some point is now. Abigail Adams was one of the most important women in our history. Her partnership with her husband, John, was remarkable. She advised him. She, at times, probably scolded him on issues relating to women's rights and slavery issues. And she's so way ahead of her time. It's pretty remarkable. In fact, I would suggest that John and Abigail Adams could withstand today's standards going back 250 years. They were so far ahead of their time. So it's long overdue. She's remarkable. Perhaps the most important woman in this nation's history when you really drill down. Her thoughts, her philosophy, believed in women's rights, not what we think of today. Back then, women weren't even educated. She believed educated should be, women should have that opportunity to become learned women through education. She believed in, that women should not be second-class citizens. I mean, she was speaking long before it was acceptable to speak, never mind being popular about it. Pretty remarkable.
She's a very remarkable. And in fact, when they had that, I think it was a PBS special on Benjamin Franklin, they touched on this a little bit, and she really is a remarkable woman. Now, this bronze statue, it's that's 7 feet tall, and that's going to be right in the Hancock Adams Common. I think that sounds pretty cool, and there's going to be a bit of a ceremony tomorrow. Tell our listeners about that.
Yes, it's open to the public 11 o'clock tomorrow right here in front of Town Hall at the Hancock Adams Common. And there'll be two keynote speakers, including Catherine Algor. She's a president of Mass Historic and an author and an expert. And Danielle Allen. She's a professor at Harvard and an Adams expert. I'm looking forward to both of them and their remarks. They're both authors and both have a great appreciation for Abigail Adams, so they should be excellent. The congressman will be joining us, Congressman Lynch, along with a number of dignitaries and electeds. We're expecting anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people here tomorrow.
Well, wonderful way to commemorate people and someone like Abigail Adams, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, that's Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.